piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the Food Guys.
Well, here we are with another show talking about the great Harold McGee and his curious little experiments with food. One of them is, how do you keep guacamole from changing color and getting kind of gray?
That olive drab or even black colors. Well, this is only after it's sat for a long time. There's been this myth also of something that I heard a long time ago. In order to keep guacamole green, the best thing to do was after you've mashed it up and you've had all your ingredients in it, is to embed the avocado pit into the
I heard that too.
Into the guacamole.
And that'll prevent it from changing color.
So Harold McGee thought about, is there something on the outside of the guacamole seed that might be doing it, or some chemical from the inside of the seed that's diffusing out? And then he pointed out that if you actually ground up the seed of the avocado, this big pit, and you fed it to animals, they die. So clearly it wasn't something from the seed. And then he found that after the guacamole had been sitting for a while, now if you make a guacamole fresh and you serve it within an hour, hour and a half, you do not need to worry about it turning brown.
No problem.
Okay, the fresh stuff is going to be green for you. You don't need to put anything in it. But if you do put a pit into the guacamole and you let it sit for longer, 2, 3, 4 hours, and you take the pit out, what you will see is that the guacamole that had been resting against the pit is beautifully green. But the rest of it has been oxidized. There's nothing coming from the pit. For another study, he said, okay, what can I approximate a pit with that's not the pit? And he says, oh, a 40-watt light bulb. It's about the same size as a pit. So he made a batch of guacamole and divided it in half, put the light bulb into one half and nothing into the other half, and just let it sit. After a while, again, hours later, they both turned brown on the surface. But then when he removed the light bulb, lo and behold, the guacamole that had been against the light bulb was perfectly green, bright green.
Something in light bulbs.
No, guacamole
green. Who knew?
There was just no oxygen getting to it. And the way that he actually demonstrated this and proved that it was the oxygen that was turning the guacamole brown. And it didn't matter if you had lime juice in the guacamole or any kind of acidity from tomatoes or chopped chili pepper or anything like that, was he tested various plastic wraps on guacamole. And he would apply these plastic wraps directly to the surface of the guacamole. And hours and hours and hours later, only the saran wrap guacamole stayed green.
The whole difference is between polyethylene, polyvinyl chloride, and polyvinylidene chloride, PVDC, it's 600 to 500 times less permeable to oxygen than the competition. It's all about oxidation.
Uh-huh.
This applies to pesto, which is an even more volatile kind
of pesto. How many times have I made pesto and it's so beautifully green? If I use it right away, of course, it stays green, except sometimes when you mix it with the pasta, it'll turn a little bit brown. But that's because there's something in the pasta that will act on the green, and I don't mind that at all. But if you make a batch of pesto and you use some of it and then you refrigerate the rest of it covered, when you go back to use it again, you'll notice that when you uncover your container, the top of the pesto tends to be this very dark green color. Mm-hmm. But right under it, it's beautiful, beautiful and bright.
Very nice.
There has been, again, a kind of oxidation taking place. And the basil leaves, John, you know how basil leaves have a little stem? They tend to make things browner. Also, the actual stem of the basil plant, the thick stem, never include any of that with making pesto. Those have browning agents which will hasten the browning of your pesto.
There are similar issues of concern about lettuce when you're just making a salad, whether you should chop it with a knife. The French say the knife flavors it somehow. Actually, it does separate better, more along the cellular lines if you pull it apart, but it's not really an issue. The browning, like all these other issues that we suggested, really comes from how quickly you use it. Once you prepare it, get ready to use it.
Well, for a salad, for instance, he thought at first it was the vinegar that would make the lettuce brown. But it turns out the oil,
it's actually the oil,
it coats very nicely the cellulose layer on the lettuce. it seeps down in the spaces, and within 20 minutes, the lettuce is limp.
Yes.
We've always heard, don't dress your salad until you're ready to serve it. And that's exactly why you do it.
That's great virtue of Harold McGee. He advises us to be a little skeptical about those sorts of received knowledge about putting the avocado seed in and so forth. Good things to know. And if you want to know some more, come back next week for
The Food Guys. Dum 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 d